We are now at page 105. If you are following the text, then you can refer to page 104, 105. We are now at this verse. So last week in page 103, we started off with the new set. So Pusa ing rusi busi buju yu xiang. So the practice of the perfection of giving. So how should Bodhisattvas practice this? Bodhisattvas should practice the perfection of giving by non-attachment to all phenomena. So last week we went through some more verses, and there was this mention about how this perfection actually includes the other perfections. So we stop at this part, this verse.
精进是这个功德有始有终，做圆满。
So 第二样功德 也是有始有终的圆满， 一直不断的做功德。 So when we say diligence, this is quite interesting. When we think about diligence, we only think about putting in effort. So my teacher here highlight 精进是这个功德有始有终，做圆满。 Meaning, not simply saying, I work very hard, but to actually have a start and an end. What does this mean? Then it includes perseverance. Because many times, easy to start new things. I want to do this, I want to do that. But we never complete the whole task. Or we do halfway. Not that we never do. We put in our effort, do halfway, then pongche. We lose steam. We give up. Or maybe you do halfway, then Shifu scold you. Why you do this? Why you do that? Then we, then I don't do. Or we feel disheartened, then we stop doing. Or maybe on your own practice. You meditate, then you feel like, how come I'm not getting any progress? Then you give up. If you give up, then that is not diligence. Diligence here, 精进, is where you have put your mind, you have made a determination, you want to accomplish something. So you start your practice. And you have unwavering effort. Then you can have a start and you can have an end until what? 一直到圆满. 圆满 means completion. Completion. Not halfway. Not do, 这样可以了, 差不多可以了. No. Complete the whole process. So, 第二样功德也是有始有终的圆满, 一直不断的做功德. So, continuously. 布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、般若. So, this 精进. 就一个福报接一个福报. 哇. So 将来得果报时. So when you do the practice of giving, don't just do a bit, then but having even perseverance when you are doing giving, then what happened? 将来得果时. In future, when you get the fruits, get the results, what happened? 就一个福报接一个福报, 无穷无尽的 接续下去. So continuous stream. So 另外 精进的人多数能做领导人. Those with diligence, this perfection, this quality, what can they do? 多数能做领导人. Usually they can become leaders. So, of course, I think this is quite self-explanatory. If a person wants to be a leader, then of course you have to put in effort. For many people, before you become a boss, in the context of a company, then in a way the leader is the boss. So before we become manager, because we can't become boss, we may think, wow, we admire the people who is up there. Yeah, but only when you become a manager, when you become boss, then you realize not so easy. Yeah, but here it's not specific to work. So here, 所以精进菠萝蜜也是很重要. So this perfection of diligence and effort is also very important. 禅菠萝蜜. So number 5, 禅菠萝蜜. The perfection of concentration. We are continuing from the earlier verses that we have covered. Yeah, we talk about the 6 paramitas. We're halfway through. Yeah, so sometimes you find, how come Sifu talk about a lot of verses but nothing link here? It's because this is a whole chunk of teaching that is an elaboration of just this 布施 itself. Because there are different masters who comment and then give elaboration. That when we practice the perfection of giving, don't think that, that's just doing charity. But it actually, there are different forms of giving. Yeah. So previously, if you recall last week, from my teacher's teachings, covered giving of material things, giving of fearlessness and giving of Dharma. Yeah. And from this then cover the 6 paramita. Can you all remember? Yeah. So this is another angle. So 禅菠萝蜜, 修禅菠萝蜜的人, 将来得生命, 不可破坏. So those who practice this perfection of giving, concentration. What happened to this person? If you manage to practice this, those who practice this here, 修禅菠萝蜜的人, we have to also make a distinction. If you just sit once in a while, sit a bit, then doze off, and just sit 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, in a way, not counted here. So you must practice to a certain point. Yeah. To the point where you actually develop some level of concentration. Then what happened? 将来的生命不可破坏. Then when you take rebirth, that rebirth, you don't get harmed. So that is not talking about human rebirth. That is talking about rebirth in the form world. As a human being, when you are born as a human being, you can get harmed. Yeah, your lifespan can get cut off. But if you get reborn in a form realm, no war there, no accident there. You won't accidentally die. Yeah, you get this lifespan, you do not die in between. Yeah. So this is what the verse is about. 我们现在的生命是很容易破坏的. Yeah, our lifespan, our life as a human being, very fragile. Yeah, as a mortal, very fragile, easily harmed, easily destroyed our life. So 用小小的刀一次, I think you all may not be so happy to hear this. So just use a small little knife, yeah, and then just poke. What happened? 就能把它结束. Yeah, it can end it. End what? Our life. Yeah, our life is so fragile, you know. Just a small little knife. Don't need a large shot. You watch a movie. Like that. Don't need it. You know, just a pen knife. Yeah, just one pen knife. Or you get a, you know what is that? The fountain pen. Fountain pen, the tip is quite sharp. You just over here. The jugular vein here. Poke. I better be careful when I demonstrate. Accidentally, very poke through jialat. Sometimes I joke with students, I say, don't need much, I just need my thumb. Yeah. Over here. You know the collarbone over here? Yeah. Don't have to like that. Just reach out to you, then just jab. You will start to choke. Yeah. Our life is so fragile. That's why the practice is not, doesn't mean that the more you practice, then you become fei ren, you know, become helpless people. Yeah. It's that you choose not to harm. Yeah. Knowing that this life is so fragile, so you take care to protect others. Yeah. You know that this life is so fragile, people already live in fear. Yeah. Don't do things that cause people to feel, you know. So this is the nature of our life. Yeah, just a bit of, just step a bit. Yeah. So, 还不如一棵大树的坚固. Amitabha. Yeah. So, our physical body is not even worth that of a tree. A tree, you have to, you know, have you ever chopped down a tree before? I've never chopped down a tree before. Yeah. But I have, in US, we chop the wood, yeah, for use in high fireplace. Wow, damn xiong ah. Kong kong. Wow, take forever, you know. Human body, one chop die already. Yeah, don't have to chop so many times. Amitabha. Horrific. So, 这就是我们以前栽培的不是太好。 Recently, I heard that there was a news, or there was an accident. Some kid fall down from don't know how many story. Didn't die. Just didn't die. It doesn't mean that human beings, you send 1,000 jump down from the, then all will not die. But you can say that just so happened. In Buddhism, we say when the lifespan is not up, then it will not happen in that way that you will die. There was this, there was one day I was researching on some of the verses, I think for the Thursday class. So I found some other verses, and then I encountered this Tibetan text. Very interesting, you know. So this Rinpoche was giving this teaching to some Amor. She said, you all don't believe about this, yeah, about karma and the result of karma. Then the Rinpoche said, but do you know that there are so many incidences that you cannot explain, you know, easily with modern science. He said, there's this account of this Sherpa. So he's like the, you know, attendant carrying things, right? So one day he was with this, don't know whether it's Amor or what. So they were trapped. Then it was snowing. The vehicle or whatever is trapped there. So that guy told him, stay here. He went off, that guy went off to look for help. Came back only 7 days later. He was like frozen, you know, whatever. Should have died. But when they came, haven't died well. And he suffered through the 7 days. Not to mention hunger, cold and everything, you know, throughout the whole 7 days, seven nights. But just don't die well. Normal conditions, the doctor was supposed should have died already. Just don't die. Now, if you think that this is maybe not so, the next story is even more ridiculous. He said that in a remote village in the, don't know, Tibet or Dharamsala or where, he said that there's this guy, don't know, accident or what, but no hero. And in place of the head, there's just a hole there. Yeah, I don't know how it looks like. But no head, no mouth, no But alive or? Can walk around, cannot talk lah. So whenever he wants food, he will signal to his family members. Then they just pour something inside. Then he want to get some sunlight, he will signal to them. Then they guide him, walk out of the house and get some sun. Then after that, okay, go back. See, but right should die already. But no hit, but still don't die. Exception to the rule. Most people, you don't need to cut off the whole head. You just, you know, you see the news, IPPT, after the run, die. Yeah. So, our in general, most of our body is very fragile. It is said that there are a few categories of human that will not die. Of course, the most obvious one is the Buddha. The Buddha, because of his merit, cannot be killed. That's why when you look at the five heinous deeds, Sa Fu Sa Mu Sa Lo Han Chu Fo Sen Xue Po He He Sen. At most, you harm the Buddha and cause him to bleed. That's the most you can possibly do. Not possible to kill. Yeah, because supported by the merit. Can't remember, but I think some places also indicate that the Zhuan Lun Shen Wang, wheel turning monarch, very huge merit, cannot get killed also, something like that. But for human beings, there's other categories. Those who have cultivated to a certain point, that life, he has the potential already, has reached the critical mass, that will attain enlightenment in that life. Before he attain enlightenment, he cannot be killed. And that's again by virtue of the merit of his cultivation. Yes.
The headless guy, right? This is so like then out of the sense door. So he's still having input.
Yes, through the body.
Then.
But the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, all disabled. Technically, actually possible. I mean, that a being can still exist, but don't have the full faculties. Yeah. Because there are people who are born blind and deaf. But they are technically still human. Huh? So in Buddhism, we say, in general, human beings, the support for human rebirth is quite fragile. If you have done very strong merit, then reborn as heavenly beings. The description for some of the sensual desire realm heavenly beings is they cannot be killed easily. You chop off the hand, it can grow. It can just manifest back, it can grow back. You have to chop off the head. Only when you chop off the head, then he died. There's some description of that. But for us, we don't have to worry about that. For us, anything can make us die. So, Pura Polomi. So, the past paragraph, my teacher was highlighting the benefits. One aspect of the benefits. Of course, when we practice perfection of concentration, there's many more benefits. Not just having a body that is not easily destroyed. But here is highlighting this aspect. Usually we think about practicing meditation, we seldom think about how it affects the body or the rebirth body. Here it's especially highlighting that. So number 6, Pura Polomi. Don't try to look at the screen and figure out where it is. This is my teacher's teaching describing that paragraph, the last part there, but it's a further elaboration on the practice of perfection of giving. I keep seeing you all stare at it and then screen and try to see whether there's some small words there. No. This is directly from the text. Bora Boromi, the perfection of wisdom, 更是不得了, is even more amazing. Bora Boromi, 将来的功德是什么呢? Yeah, so what is the merit in future? You do this practice, perfection of wisdom, what do you get in future? What is the merit? What is the value? 在大智慧人中的自在 Yeah, so you gain mastery, yeah, amongst those who have great wisdom. So this word mastery, 自在, there's different translations. So one translation is mastery, the other one is to be at ease, yeah, or to be able to do as you wish, yeah, 自在. But here, when we say do as you wish, doesn't mean that you want to kill people, you go and kill. It means that you have the ability and wisdom to carry out those practices you want to do. Like you want to meditate? Do we have mastery over meditation? Sometimes have, usually don't have. Yeah. Want to sit? Leg pain. Leg not pain, drowsy. Leg not pain, not drowsy, a lot of thoughts. No thoughts, then don't feel like sitting. no mastery. Heart wants something, then sometimes do one. Sometimes wants no mastery. Here, having mastery. But here, mastery in what sense? Mastery in terms of wisdom. You want to understand something, you are able to understand. Yeah. Usually, do we have that? Usually don't have. Listen to the Heart Sutra one time, two times, 10 times, still don't understand. Yeah. Then one day, suddenly you meditate, then you do this, do that, then, hey, suddenly, you listen to the same passage of explanation. Hey, suddenly it makes sense to you. Suddenly you have mastery. You can understand when you want to understand. my teacher ever shared this story about I think is it Yupo Chito Zhenze. There are a few disciples or a few of the monks he mentioned before. Yeah. So there was one having difficulty to learn or to practice or to have wisdom. So it is said that when the Buddha met this person, he told him to go and do some service for the Sangha. I mean, serve the Sangha. When, according to what my teacher said, was go and arrange their shoes. Yeah. But maybe it's other duties. Okay? In a nutshell, it is to serve the Maha Sangha. Do things for others. And in this way, then, the person have some merit. So, when do, then after, okay, go and learn Dharma, go and practice. Okay. So my teacher was highlighting that. Sometimes we think, oh, we want to go and practice. But if you don't have enough merit, you try to practice, like this cannot, like that cannot. Or even if your body okay, everything okay, but your heart is just not stable. Yeah. So sometimes it's the obstacle of your merit. Not enough merit. Yeah. Not enough merit to sustain your practice. So in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, there's quite a bit of emphasis on this. Yeah, so in a way, it's based on the teaching that the first stage is accumulation of merits. Then after that, you do your practice. Yeah, so that's the 资粮位. So 先累积资粮. 资粮 啊, so. You know, resources. Hey, sorry, this is... It's liao, ah? Huh? It's lei, ah? Oh, sorry, it's a ci, ah? Ci liang. Huh? You got some? Da sen yan. 在哪里? 你在哪里? 左还是右? 在这边? 这边? 一个米啊、哦、OK 吃两吃两尾So this is part of the cultivation stages. So to do service towards the community, some people may think, "Oh, I just do for myself." You do for yourself is self-serving. No merit for that. Yeah. So long time ago, whenever we go temple, then the sifu always asks us, "Go and wash toilet." Yeah. And then even before the monk, the sifu asked us to wash toilet, then my mom would bring us to the kitchen to volunteer. Then when I was a kid, wow, I was like, wow, I want to go and cut vegetables. Then, but I don't get to cut vegetables because the auntie all want to cut. So they look at us, "哎呀，小朋友不要拿刀." So always ask us to go and wash vegetables. Wash dishes, wash vegetables, then serve the dishes, bring it up. Then sometimes after the puja, then help to keep the cushion. Yeah, and it's not this kind of cushion so light. It's the wooden type of cushion. Wow. Bring, then after that, mop. But then as a small kid, also don't know what we are doing. Just do. And then after that, run around, play catching, then lie down on the main hall, then get scolded, then run away, then run around the, you know, the main hall, then there's a side hall. And the side hall, I think it's the Jinaloang Pusa or something. Then go and run around there, and get scolded also. So always get scolded when I was young. Run around, get scolded. In a way, maybe that's why now I see small kids run, I don't school them. School them for what? Small kids will run one, what? Who am I to school them? I myself run. Yeah. In a way, if you ask me, this thing about accumulating of merits, you seldom hear me talk about accumulating merits. But if I think about my life, right, I can say that not boasting or not proud or anything, but matter of factly, I have done a lot of things voluntarily. Yeah, since primary one. Yeah, teacher asked, I need someone to help carry book lah. AVA club lah. So since primary one, set up OHP, learn how to set up OHP. Then you know, last time no VCR, you know, no DVD, of course, not even VCR. It's the real, you know those real type. Yeah. So I happen to have an eye for this. I just see the teacher do it once, I can memorize how to do it. So every time, whenever we have the those session where we watch those real movie or whatever, then I'm assigned, come, set up. We may think, of course in school sometimes people think, it's called sit sangka, every time sangka teacher. Yeah. But I wasn't doing with that intention. Yeah. And if I think about it, yeah, I'm serving the whole class. Because of what I do, so whole class can watch the sometimes it's a science, sometimes it's maths, you know. Again, I'm just using this as an example because I know I did it. I don't know, I'm sure many people do this also. Yeah. So don't take it as me. Yeah. And in many ECAs, I just keep on whichever ECA, then I just do. In Scouts, also do. After that, go back. Yeah, but I never get much badges actually. Yeah, I didn't get much bad badges. But thinking back, maybe that was good also. Because there are those who do all those services to get badges. So once they fulfill it, they stop doing it. But for me, because I hanging sui sui, missed the deadline. So when I was in Sec 2, I was only fulfilling the requirements for Sec 1. So by the time I was in Sec 3, most of them already fulfilled the advanced scout standard. I was just fulfilling the scout standard or something. Then they go for PSC award, President Scout Award. Then they must go for hikes. Then they must find, they must lead. So they need people to be the one for them to lead. So look around. Then I'm the one who is always free, ma, because I don't even qualify to apply, you know. So then people ask me, hey, I need a partner to go for the hike because I'm supposed to lead a 2-man hike or 3-man hike. And okay, I go. So I go for the most number of hike, you know, but I don't qualify for anything. Yeah. Even after that, when I went back to the school, went back to JC, I remember that scene very clearly. Very funny. Went back for I don't know what event. Then after everything is done, most of the seniors, old boys, girls, old girls, all go off very first to go off, man, go reset or whatever, go off. I was the last person to leave the hall because I helped to carry the table. I think I'm the only Xiaogina old boy, you know, because even the students besides Siam, come Siam, yeah, but I was. I don't say that I was doing it because wow, I'm so good or whatever. But it was just a natural thing for me to do. Yeah. So I tell you, no effort wasted. Yeah. Don't spend too much time thinking, oh, I do this, what do I get? You spend your time doing that, your life will be miserable. Yeah. Your life will. I mean, not that we are calculative people, but sometimes, you know, unconsciously we may think in this way. And I don't say that my whole life I'm so perfect. I'm not perfect. You know, at work, R&D, I always share the happy, funny story, right? But sometimes I also have defilements, you know? Then, project team, at some point after the first year or so, then you are assigned to so many different projects. And then all at different stages. So, pressure, ma. So what happened? When I finish it, I submit, I check in, and I inform them, I expect them to test. But because they're also in the midst of multiple projects, not everybody sitting around waiting for you to finish and immediately test, ma. Test the integration. So I submitted, then assume that they tested. After a few days, they came back and said, hey, there's some problem. I'm not proud to tell you this. While I volunteer, but at work, then I show pattern. Big ego. Why? Because director also 照着我 ma. Because I'm really good. No, I'm serious. I'm really good. But the problem with being really good is then your ego go up. Then you do stupid things like this. Then you become a jerk. Yeah. And even when I do that, my senior engineer had to come down and sit down with me and say, hey, please lah, just can you just you know, look through the code. Yeah, and sometimes he get very frustrated with me. The relationship with my immediate boss is you are you hen. Because the time that we spend talking, half the time he know that the time that we spend talking to resolve whether to do or not, I can actually do it just within a few minutes. But when your defilements, when your ignorance arise, your defilements arise, your ego, then normally you will even go out of your way, volunteer, no? But when ego arise, what do mind to be hands on? You know? Yeah. There was one time I shared with some of you before, team meeting, update, then the tech lead told us, okay, there's a new requirement from marketing. And I'm like, I thought already feature freeze, right? Why are we doing this? But and then he actually went through the trouble to explain to me, you know. Took half an hour. It's not that he just explained, I just listened. In between, there's a back and forth, like this, like that. after half an hour, I look at him and I said, okay, I don't think you can convince me, and I don't think I can convince you. But if you insist, I'll do it. Then he said, yes, I insist. Then I said, okay. And then he looked at me, he's like, why do you have to go through this? Because I know that in this half an hour, you could have finished it already. Why can't you just do it? Yeah. So I'm not here to tell you that I'm so perfect. I'm not proud to tell you this. Don't follow this part. This part don't follow. The volunteer part follow. This part, don't waste your time on. So what do you get actually? And now I think back. So, yeah, waste your life. No, waste the half an hour of your life. Yeah. So without wisdom, then you can use your merit in the wrong way. Because to be capable is actually a result of your merit and of course your present life effort. Yeah, but if you don't constantly apply wisdom, then you can become so proud of your ability, then ego, then you can behave in a very foolish. At that moment you feel like, well, you're very yaya, or even your senior engineer have to kind of convince you. But after, I'm like, say paise. But why I tell you? Because so that you don't repeat the same foolish thing. So, after all these years, there was once, I don't know whether you remember, Fa Ling Si, last time. Yeah. So one venerable once told my mom, she said, I can't remember the full context, but the gist of it was commenting on me, but take it with a pinch of salt because it's praising me, so take it with a pinch of salt, okay? So that venerable was saying, Shifu before that has done a lot of things helping people to learn Dharma, so now when he is in contact, immediately he can understand a lot of things. I don't know how true that is, but many times when I attend class, I listen to my teacher, it's very apparent to me. Whatever you explain, I just remember and I just see it very clearly. Even my Dharma brother, even before I ordained, the first time I met my teacher, I remember there's this phrase, "er qi kong zhe." Yeah, we actually, I was quite surprised I actually remember, because jet lag, then tired, so half a time falling asleep during class, you know. But then when he was explaining the part, I remember, after that we had a discussion, then he said he was trying to figure it out. Then I said, no, that's not what he said. Er qi kong is like that. And he's like, oh yeah, how come you know? I said, but this is what the teacher said. So that's why many times I tell the volunteers, when you are doing, not complaining, don't take it wrongly, yeah, but to encourage you. Because when you have opportunity to do volunteer work, don't just take it as, oh, you are doing the poster la, you are doing the posting la, like nothing. No. You must know that for people to attend a Dharma class, a meditation class, a retreat, requires a lot of conditions, no? The post that you put, when you put in effort, and it becomes a condition, supporting condition for to bring people to come and learn Dharma. Hey, that counts also, no? Yeah. It's not that Sifu must say, oh, thank you so much, glad for you. Then what? Sifu praise or don't praise, that merit is yours already. But if you do, again, I'm not complaining you, but if somebody, not you, somebody do, and then like, qin qin cai cai do, also have result. You get qin qin cai cai result. You want to learn Dharma, also qin qin cai cai come out. You don't get that kind of, once you hear, immediately you understand. You don't get. Yeah. So, the good thing about the Buddhist teaching is, very simple. You can be in, you know, what do you want to see in the future? You start planting the seeds. Yeah, start planting the seeds. I've seen, not just in Dharma, a lot of people around that I see, they keep saying, how come the world? So many of them complain about work. But this diligence, the effort, not there. Shoddy work. The Buddha in the Pali Canon actually mentioned many times, you want to have be successful in your vocation, you must apply effort. You must apply effort to know the details of your work. You must know what needs to be done. You must do it timely. You must put in effort to ensure that it's done, and so on and so forth. It's all very, you know, practical advice. The same can be applied to learning Dharma, to our practice. You must know in detail what needs to be done for your practice. And then you must make sure you do it on a timely fashion, and then you must make sure it's done. Applies to so many areas. So don't be disheartened when you do volunteer work. And why Shifu, towards volunteers, my expectation is very... Because when you are... If you are just doing something for yourself, you anyhow do affect only yourself. But when you do volunteer work, it affects a whole community, a lot of people, not just people in the SGC, everybody who see. That's why I'm so particular. If you do it for yourself, that's your problem. But when you're doing it for a Buddhist group, it's affecting a lot of people. So, 有功德还是有过失, 就看你怎么去做了。 So, 现在这位菩萨, 完全是为了利益众生。 So now this Bodhisattva is completely all the different practices purely to do what? To benefit sentient beings. 不是为自己的利益, not for their own benefit. That's why I always tell people, I'm not Bodhisattva. Although sometimes people around me say, wow, you are so patient, you're like Bodhisattva. I say, no, I see myself very clearly. A lot of bad habit, a lot of defilement. And sometimes ego somewhat. But we have to ask ourselves, okay, if we do a clear matrix, direction is one thing. Whether you are there or not, that's another thing. But do you agree with the Bodhisattva direction? That means, for example, if you are considering studying, do you agree that you should know 100% of the topic? Agree doesn't mean you know, ma. But do you agree? Have to agree what? Otherwise, study for what? Correct. But whether or not you can know and understand 100%, that's another thing. But first and foremost, you must agree that you should try to understand and know 100%. Then you have to ask yourself, how do you work towards that? So here, 现在这位菩萨完全是为了利益众生. So maybe we are not able to do everything 100%, 完全, completely to benefit sentient beings. Maybe not complete yet. But do you agree that it's a good idea? It's a nice idea, isn't it? To be able to live our life without fear, without care, and actually be able to do that. To do everything that can benefit sentient beings. Think about it. I think I agree. Then you ask yourself, okay, so that's our intended direction, goal. Where are we? We are not 0% also, ma. Don't be so disheartened. Unless you are zero, if you are zero, then you have to take it both. Usually we are somewhere in between. And it varies. On some days, maybe we are closer to Bodhisattva, some days not so close. Good mood, closer. Bad mood, 卖走了不要撞. Good mood, go out of our way to help people. Bad mood, supposed to do, also don't want to do. It's okay. But know where you are. Then slowly move in that direction. But now here talking about this Bodhisattva. 不是为自己的利益, not for their self-benefit. 而是学六波罗蜜. So learn about this, learn and practice the six perfection, not for their own benefit. So earlier, so this brings the whole set to completion. Earlier talk about all the different benefits. Yeah. Doesn't mean that you don't want, then you don't get benefit. No? As long as you do the practices, there's all this benefit. But the bodhisattva do it not in the hope just to get the benefit. It's actually doing the practice to benefit sentient beings. And so, even when they do get the result, they are not attached to the result. So this is what is meant by do without attachment. Do the practice without attachment. We usually think, oh, don't be attached. Then don't think about it. Don't even want it. That's wrong view. If you do something good, the good result will happen whether you want or not. Why should you be rejecting it? Yeah. Why should that be the case? Yeah. So non-attachment doesn't mean you are repulsed to it. It just means you are not doing it for that purpose and you don't grasp onto it. So yeah. 不贪着归不贪着 So non-attachment is one thing. Yeah. 不贪着归不贪着 功德还是有的 I just mentioned that. You are not attached, that's one thing. But the result is still there. The merit is still there. Okay? So, 若贪着烦恼不清净, yeah, if you do the practices, but with grasping, with attachment, then instead, it taints the practice. Yeah, 烦恼不清净, 使令功德受到影响, then in the end, it affects the result. If you are not attached to it, in the end, the result is very pure. But if you do the practice with attachment for the result, in the end, it taints the result. When you do giving, then you keep on having a lot of preoccupation with getting good merit. Then actually your mind is impure already. So the result also gets tainted. Instead, to do solely to benefit sentient beings. But important thing, previously I mentioned the three categories. There are those who don't even want to do the practice. There are those who do, like the bodhisattva, purely to benefit sentient beings, not with the craving for the results. But there are those in between. When they do, they have to think about the benefit. Compared to the bodhisattva, inferior. Yeah. But compared to the first category, still superior. So if you do see people who do with the intent, with the attachment to get benefit, don't criticize them, comparing them to the bodhisattva. Not so soon. Yeah. Because they may get disheartened, discouraged, and then they just say, okay, well, then I don't do. I cannot do that anyway, so I don't do. Yeah. Sometimes some people criticize them and even say, the way you do your practice, might as well don't do. Wow, that's very bad karma. Huh? If because of what you said, then the person decides, okay, Lord, then I don't do. Wow, 你罪过了,真的是罪过. Of course, we can say, no, 师父, ultimately it's that person's decision. Yeah, it's that person's decision, but you are a key catalyst for the person's decision. You are the supporting element. Why don't you become the supporting element for the person to practice? Why you want to be the supporting element for the person not to practice? Because you are supporting element for people not to practice. So in future, you get supporting element for you not to practice. Oh, very fair, ma. Then in future, when you practice, then there's obstacle. Want to practice, cannot practice. So, 所以说,菩萨如是布施,不住于相, up there. Okay? So, 应该这样子, so this is how bodhisattvas should practice. So, 何以故? So finally, we see the 何以故. Wow. So this verse, so why is this so? 何以故? Yeah. What is the reason? So what is this about? 若菩萨不住相布施, so if a bodhisattva do the practice of giving, yeah, without attachment, yeah, 不住相布施, 其福德不可思量, the merit of which is immeasurable, yeah, 不可思量, you cannot fathom how great the merit would be. So, 如果认为我是菩萨，我能够布施，有众生接受我的布施，解除了困难，这都是有的。我有如是因，将来有如是果。现在说, so the first part, if a person do giving and so on with the mindset, I am a bodhisattva, that's me, and I can do the giving. And there's sentient beings, you know, concrete, solid entities that can receive it, and I can remove their difficulties and so on. Yeah. So all these are real, true, and substantial. So meaning that there's attachment to the the permanence of it. So, that is the giving with attachment. So, 现在说, so now instead, what is being taught? 我不可得，众生也不可得，财物也是不可得. So, the giver, the recipient, and the object, yeah, the whole process, yeah, is all what? Insubstantial, non-intrinsic, yeah, impermanent, ever-changing. Yeah, there's no self in all these three. And if you can contemplate in this way, see it in this way, then there's no attachment whatsoever. You see that these are all just due to conditions. Yeah, just due to conditions. Then what happened? 修无相 三轮体空的布施, so previously mentioned before. Yeah. So this 无相, that means in your mind there's no grasping on to the feature that there is permanence there. Yeah. Then 三轮体空 is referring to the giver, recipient, and the object. Yeah. So to contemplate 都是空了, yeah, to contemplate that they are all empty of inherent existence. 那将来是不可得果报呢? Yes. 将来是不是不得果报呢? So here is asking, oh, so if you do this giving without attachment, you contemplate on everything being empty, then does it mean that in future you don't get any results? So 下面解释这个疑惑, so below it explains this question mark. Yeah, it explains this question mark. 何以故? 若菩萨不住相布施，其福不可思量. Of course, over here, from the earlier verse, 须菩提, 菩萨应如是布施，不住于相. Yeah, then jump to 何以故? 若菩萨不住相布施，其福得不可思量. There seems to be a gap here. Yeah, because the front part is just saying that a bodhisattva should practice in this way, giving without attachment. So then the next verse immediately jump to 何以故? Yeah. So it seems like something missing. So it's actually answering a question that most people would have when you ask them to do giving without attachment. And the question here is, does it mean that if I don't grasp on it, then I don't get the result. Then I do for nothing. So then the following statement: 若菩萨不住相布施，其福德不可思量. So in a way, replying, don't worry, your merit will be immeasurable. Yeah. So here further explanation. 若是三轮体空的布施，功德非常的大。Yeah. Actually, in fact, your merit will be very great. 什么原因呢？ So what is the reason? 若菩萨不住相布施， yeah, if a Bodhisattva give without attachment, 所得到的福德是不用思量心能知道的。Yeah, the merit that you gain, it cannot be fathomed with the discriminating mind. Yeah. So, 如果能三轮体空这样布施， if you can do giving with the ability to see the emptiness of the giver, recipient, and the object, yeah, in these three ways, then what happens? 直观的力量虽然还没能达到圣境， yeah, so if you can do that, yeah, if to give with this kind of mindset, then even though your samatha vipassana, yeah, that means your concentration and your wisdom hasn't reached the stage of enlightenment, okay, 没得无生法忍, haven't attained to the unconditioned element, yeah, that means nibbana.So, 可是能修这样的止观行布施， but you are able to practice up to this stage. When you are giving, to contemplate that this giver is also what? Also temporal, conditioned, empty of self. Recipient likewise, the object likewise. If you can even do that, then what happened?就可以得欲界人天的福报。Yeah. Then, through that giving, you can attain to what? The sensual desire, human and heavenly merit. 若是已经得圣道，那就更不可思议。Yeah. But if you have attained to enlightenment, then the result is even incredible.So, 通常说有福德这件事 yeah, usually when we talk about let's say having merit yeah, so 我们一般的意会 so when we talk about having merit, our usual understanding is this 富贵的人就是有福德 yeah, those who are wealthy yeah, with fortune, then we say thatIt's actually because they have merit. Yeah. 不富贵的平常人就是没有福德。So those who are not so rich, yeah, maybe living in poverty, then what happens? Usually we say these individuals don't have merit. But, 但是其中有一样应该注意 but there's something that we should pay attention to.心情自在，没有压力，这就是福报，就是福德。If your mind can be at ease, yeah, your emotions, yeah, you don't feel stressed. 心情自在 yeah, your emotions is at ease. That means you are in control, huh? 没有压力 no stress.这就是福报，就是福德。This is actually true, really what we call merit. 外在生活所需的衣食住，可能如意，也可能不如意。So the external, 衣食住， yeah. So your clothes, your food, your lodging. These are externalities, yeah.可能如意 maybe it is according to what you wish, maybe not according to what you wish, yeah. 但内心是清净自在安乐 but internally your heart is pure, is at ease, yeah. It is安乐 tranquil, yeah, with joy. 那也是大福报境界 that is also what we can call a scenario of great merit. some of you who were here just now for the house blessing class, you all may recall we touched on this also. When we talk about blessing, we usually think about, oh, that things go our way, then we can be happy. Yeah. When things go our way, we feel lucky, we feel blessed. Yeah. But to have true blessing, doesn't matter, go your way or don't go your way, you can still have that. Huh? So you have to ask yourself, 你有没有福报? How to have 福报? How to have merit? Control your emotions, control your mind. If you can learn to not be affected by externalities, then immediately you have 福报. The funny thing is, when you're not so easily affected, then coincidentally, things may even go your way. The more you, then the more sometimes things go haphazard.
I have a question. Related to this. So, while we are in practice, then afterwards it seems like things are not going our way because we are in a rush. But then because at the same time we are told to be urgent about living samsara, then how do we
Actually, your question have the answer. So you said that you are in a rush. Having urgency and being in a rush is two different things.
Okay.
Having urgency means that you don't delay your practice. In a rush doesn't mean that you don't delay. It means that you are rushing away from the practice. When we say we are in a rush, usually it means that we are rushing through our practice, right? And assuming if that is the case, then it means that we are not actually being urgent. When we say we should have urgency for our practice, it doesn't mean we rush through our practice. It means that we don't say, "Aiya, maybe chant tomorrow lah. Aiya, I only have 5 minutes. Aiya, maybe I check my message." But instead we say, "Oh, now I'm free now. What am I to do?" If we already immediately, no time to think about other things. Ding ding, message. Which is more urgent? Doesn't mean that you must chant fast also. Urgency means you see this as important. You see your practice as important. This is urgency. Doesn't mean you rush through it. In fact, it's the opposite. In fact, it means that you don't rush through it. You are willing to spend more time doing your practice. You don't see other things as more important, ma? Of course, you know, if you have work, you have to go and take care of your parents or go and buy food for your parents. Then, your poor parents, both hungry, then tell you, Hui Ming ah, or Zhu Ping ah, or Mei Zhen ah, yeah, or Xing Ling ah, oh, we are hungry ah, Xiu Yin, can you go and get dinner now? Then you're like, that one is not so urgent. Money pay more important. Cannot also. Then you see clearly, then you have to apply wisdom and compassion also. Your poor parents hungry, then you go and buy. But along the way, while you are going to buy, along the way, you can also chant. Money pay me home, money pay me home, money. But of course, you must practice mindfulness. You must remember, when you go there, you must still remember what you want to buy. Don't go there. Then look at the auntie. Two bowls of Om Mani Padme Hum, please. also die, huh? So actually your question have the answer inside.
Okay, can I throw in a twist? Or you want
to... Urgency means seeing importance in the practice. No time to lose. I must say that sometimes I don't feel urgency also now. Of course, some of you may always say, "Aiya, Sifu, don't always say that. You still don't urgent, then we are what?" But really, no, I sometimes feel that I really don't feel so urgent. No. Sometimes I do feel urgent. So sometimes I'm in my room, at my desk, then in the middle of nowhere, I never plan to do sitting. No. Then suddenly I'm like, "Hey, what am I doing?" Then immediately set time. Okay, then I'm going to sit. Then ding, okay, another set. Oh, my baby. Yeah, so sometimes if you actually see me, sometimes you feel like, "Wow, this one master." Then sometimes the whole day, la 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 la, not urgent. Not in a rush, no. Yeah, to do anything. Sometimes just yeah. So luckily become a monk, no. Otherwise, even more not urgent. That's why I choose to become a monk. You don't think that, "Wow, Sifu, good cultivator, then become a monk." No, I know that I'm not a very good cultivator. Yeah, that's why I become a monk. Because if I'm not a monk, no impetus. If I'm not a monk, I just la 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 my whole life. Then I just go to work la la la. Then because I got a bit of merit, so I just go to work la la la. Then people also accept whatever I tell them to do. It's happened to work also. Like, everything happened to then da, 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 then hey, got bonus, got increment. Then so I know that if I continue, very quickly, 30 years later, maybe become donate 30 years, maybe 5 years, 10 years, become VP, director, whatever. So what, you know? But cultivation, occasionally, go for retreat. Occasionally, practice, but very slack. That's why I choose to become a monk. Because I know my own shortcoming. You see, I'm so proud of myself. I seldom think about my own shortcoming. So I don't even associate shortcoming with myself. This is my shortcoming. Don't have much shortcoming. This is one of the few. I have this shortcoming. Yeah. So, but if you see the shortcoming, that's also good. Then you can work on it. Yeah, then you can work on it. So you want to apply a twist? What is a twist?
Do you have time though?
Well, since we are on it.
So if part of the practice involves just involves something and afterwards, follow it up because the factors change, then because the factors are going to change within a certain amount of time, then, like maybe for example, you want to
let me show you something. Do you have earphone? Pass me your earphone. You hold on to your earphone. Let me show you something. I know that you are just using example, but I also use that example to show you. You know, like for example, you say malabir, then suddenly, my malabir don't know put where. Then what happened? Very simple. Instant mala bit. Om mani padme hum, 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 om mani. You just move in a, you know. Then when you reach the end, then you consider, okay, finish. Then you turn around. Om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum. It's just a tool. Don't worry about the tool. There are so many practices. I know sometimes, you know, you want to do some practices, then some practices are very complicated. You need this, a lot of things. So complicated, then don't do that practice. Do a simpler one. Don't complicate. Don't get complicated by externalities. Yeah.
Because you want to reach a certain goal, but then...
Okay. So if really die, you need to do that practice to reach a certain goal, then bo pian. Then really popular. I also cannot do anything about it. But if you consider, always ask yourself, if now you only have 1 minute left to live, you die, still must do that practice. Like let's say, some students, some people feel that they must go to forest to meditate. Is it good to go to forest to meditate? Of course, not bad, you know. I mean pros and cons. But some people, they say, no, 师父, every time I go to the monastery, I go to the forest, wow, I go to this, wow, very good state. Blah, blah. Okay, but if now you have only 1 minute left to leave, what are you going to do? Go online. You go online to order the ticket. Before you finish order, you die already, no? So, this is called urgency.
Huh? No, but the urgency is usually completed. What is
no, no, no. I'm telling you, this is what is meant by urgency. You, of course, I'm not saying that then you never go for your retreat or complicated practice. You can. But on some days, you cannot fulfill those conditions, ma. Your question is, your twist is this, ma. Then if you cannot, then you cannot die insist, oh, I must go and wait until all the conditions are ripened, then I do. Now, your condition is just to be aware of your breath. Then you'll be aware. Now, you are at work, then your condition is to practice patience with your customer. Then you practice patience. You know, now you are at home and your parents need you to go and buy something. Then your condition is for you to practice the giving paramita, the paramita of giving. Then you practice that. My senior ever once told me this. Oh, I must tell you what I told him first before he tell me this. When I was a junior monk, hamplang, anything you can think of, I kena to do. Partly because I speak English, partly because I'm actually a junior monk. So a few times on Sunday. Sunday is our one day practice. So many times you're busy. Because why? You want to practice, but then you have to, you know, this one leak la, that one roof got problem la, then they want to go and pave a new whatever la. So everything, whenever the vendor come up, gong amoy, then the Chinese monk cannot speak, Taiwanese monk cannot speak, then my Si Xiong, he can speak, but he's the abbot, you cannot ask abbot to go and do it ma. So how? Then the other one who can speak English, he is the treasurer for the whole monastery. Then he always have a lot of things to do. So, bo pian kena mi. So, until one day, and then you know what? Because you are so busy, right? Then sometimes, even when you finish, still have a few hours, you also don't feel like doing. I already say already, I'm not very good. So, once in a while, wow, I put in determination. Never mind, busy, do, finish. Wow, I finish everything. Go and sit in the hall. Before I know it, in meditation, in the traditional Chinese monastery, you don't go and tap the person, go and, zoping. No, you just snap your finger. Not so loud, also, just softly. Yeah. Because when your person is in deep concentration, you just like that. Wow, it's very. So, he usually snaps softer first. Then I actually heard it, but I act blur. Then I think my face already turned black. Then he snapped harder. Then I still. Then he. Zixing. Then I'm like, 什么事? Michael 来了. Michael is the person who fixes things. 去看一看, 他今天要来修理什么. Wow! Every time I'm like, wow, in a cultivation mode, no, which is not many times or so. Then when they come out, then, wow, biang ye xie xian. Then what happened? Until one day, I'm so fed up. I go and confront him. I say, 我上山就是为了要来用功. Then 结果都在忙这些东西, 真的不想要. Then he told me, he said, he looked at me, and then you know what he told me? He said, 你才出家还不到一年. Or something. Then he said, 我出家前不懂是前5年还是7年, 我都是在忙着盖道场。 我一出家, 师父就叫我去看工地。 其他人都可以去打坐, 我要去打坐。 Right? I don't say, actually can, because actually he's giving me advice. 他说叫, 知道法师来, yeah, he's my senior. So my teacher will ask him, go and take care of that. So, two things that he wanted to highlight to me. when you start off doing your practice, sometimes there will be all these things. 总要有人去负责嘛。 Yeah, 你发心一下, 你的心念一转, 诶, 没问题了。 Then it becomes your 资粮。 But if you 心不甘, 情不愿, 去做, 结果是在造恶业。 做得好像很强逼这样子。 也有一点那个, 但是呢, in the end, 你一边造福, 一边起烦恼, 造恶业。 Yeah. And then further, then he said, you cannot wait until, oh, everything is okay, nothing blocking you, then you want to meditate. Then he told me something that really touched me and made me feel ashamed. He said, can I use Mandarin? Everybody understand quite okay? Bibi lah, you don't understand later. I say, anyway, every time you ask me, so can I? So then he told me, 他说, 你知道, 南院法师, so South Campus, yeah, the nuns, so separated monks and nuns. So he said, 你知道, 南院法师, 他们怎么用功的吗? 他们怎么当执事的? 他们负责接听电话, 他们就是去那边就打坐, 电话响, 喂阿弥陀佛, 法院是南院, 请问找谁? 哦, 啊, 那位法师, 好, 你稍等一下。 Then he just then note down, then go over there, knock, 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 有人找, then after come back, he just sit. The person come and answer call, the person just meditate. Then finish, sit down. 咚咚咚, 喂阿弥陀佛, 南院法院是南院, it's just, you know, so the duty is just that few seconds. They carry out, then after, wow, then after, my senior don't stop there. Because there are a lot of different duties, 分工合作。 那些负责驾车的, 早上, 这个过完堂, 洗刷好了, 清理好了, 就去办公室, 拿钥匙, 拿了钥匙, 就把车从车库驾出来, 就到办公室, 外面等, 他就在车上打坐。 然后, 植物生准备好了就上车，上车了他就驾下去，就一个一个的放，一个去拿包裹，一个去银行，一个去买菜什么什么，然后他就驾回到第一个，他不下车，他就在里面等，就打坐，在那个就是在停车场，好了就上车，上车了就再去接多一个，他说。 你要用功，你要把握你的时机要去用功。你不能等说哦，什么都不用做了，然后你才用功。你要这样子做的话，你永远不会用功。 Oh, I hear this, wow, so ashamed. Of course, I can say that different. Wow, 南院 almost 100 nuns over here, 10 over monks. Then I only one novice monk, and then I 包干了。 You see, if you want to complain, if you want to find reasons, always have a reason. Yeah. But if you want to practice, then suddenly no more reasons. Then you suddenly have all the reasons why you must do your practice now. So then no more obstacles. So change of your mindset. Yeah. Change of mindset. Then no problem.
Can I also say that it's because
yeah, yeah, that's what he was advising. Yeah. So always keep your goal in mind. What is your end goal? What is your end goal? Last time I always hear my teacher, 要以涅槃为上首, you must have Nibbana, enlightenment, as the foremost, topmost priority. And I hear it, wow, yeah. But recently, after during the Lanka trip, I realized actually all the while I don't really appreciate what it means. In a way, I say that during the Lanka trip and after that, I feel a bit more appreciation of what it means, a bit lah. Yeah, but occasionally again, la 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 la. So you have to ask yourself, how many times you la 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 la, how many times you nirvan vai sang chung, la la la, nirvan vai sang chung. But don't be disheartened. Yeah, don't be disheartened. The path towards enlightenment is is a very long journey. As long as your direction is correct, every step counts. Don't look at people and say, wow, seems like the person is going quite far. Yeah, of course you can get inspired, but don't get disheartened. Don't look at yourself and say, oh yeah, I'm so lazy. Yeah, okay, but consider this is the current condition. Yeah. All you have to do is just do 1 minute of meditation, then at that in that 1 minute you are not considered lazy. Don't think, oh, I must go and do 60 minutes, then I'm not lazy. No, just do 1 minute. If now you can only afford, you have only have enough of virya, enough diligence to do 1 minute, then do 1 minute. Why compare yourself with those who sit for the whole day? Yeah. Then slowly, slowly you progress. Okay? Okay, 我们合掌回向。 愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧证明了，普愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道，阿弥陀佛，起立。